All right, all right, all right. Welcome in. Toilets to Titles, episode number 81. Thank you for joining us this morning, this afternoon, this evening. Whenever you decide to join us, thank you for being here. We appreciate you. Today, we are doing our weekly news roundup, our roundtable discussion that we've been doing since preseason has started and training camps have started to try to get you guys all caught up after what has been a few crazy weeks. And with me this morning is the original, the main, the Toilets to Title crew that will be coming to you live 8:30 p.m. every Tuesday night this season to get you guys ready for your week of fantasy football and NFL football. And first, to my right, Justin Stevens at JustinFF_Justin. How are we doing this morning?
Hey, good morning. I'm feeling pretty good. It's a rare occasion since the offseason hit that the three of us get to come on together. So this is going to be really nice, and I'm enjoying the thought of our Tuesday discussions when the season starts back up.
Yes, I can't wait, man. It's been been quite some time. It has been quite some time, and I am ripping and roaring and ready to be talking with you fellas on Tuesday nights. Nate, my guy below me, the dirt man, the mailman, at Nate_dirt19. Nate, how are we doing this morning?
Doing good. Monday, it's a new week, 11 days till football. So I think that's right. Anyways, I'm ready to roll. You know, I'm excited.
You guys hear me? I cut out for a second there. I'm sorry.
We hear you. You're good.
These headphones that I've been wearing. So a peek behind the curtain. If you are listening over podcast and not over YouTube, you can't see me taking my headphones off. I should have tested these. I threw some headphones on this morning and I was talking to the guys and nothing came through my headphones. I was hearing them through my computer and thinking it was coming through my headphones. And then while Nate started talking, I switched it over to my headphones and it doesn't work. And this is not the time to be trying things out. So I will be fixing my headphone situation before the next episode, not during this one. So that is a peek behind the curtains. But Nate, you said there's 11 days to football, right? So, I mean, what a beautiful thing. Thursday night football, the Cowboys play the Buccaneers. I'm a little anxious. You know, that's a very tough matchup, but it's also a matchup I'm glad we're going to get out of the gate, like get it done, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I hear you. It's going to be wild. I know. I can't believe the Bucs returned everybody like they did. And I know we've all been watching Hard Knocks, so everybody's a little too excited. Maybe it's just preseason, but you know, like I said, the Cowboys stuff looks fun and Jerry World it's ridiculous. So like I said, it's been cool to get to see some of that stuff.
Man, you know what matchup I'm looking forward game. To? You know what I'm looking forward to week one? I'm looking forward to Chargers, Washington. You know, I'm very excited to see how Justin Herbert and that offense handles the Washington football team defense, like very early in the season, week one. So I know we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves talking about that, but man, I can't wait. It is here. It is very, very close. But we do have we're bringing up the tempo this morning with the joy, but we're about to knock everybody down by reminding them of all of the injuries that have happened this past week. Before we do that, let me tell you all how you can listen to us, all right? We are on Apple Podcasts. We are on YouTube. We are on Podbean, Spotify. We have two Facebook groups, Toilets to Titles, and When a Family Breaks. If you could, regardless of how you are listening to us, go to our YouTube page, subscribe, hit that bell so that whenever we go live, you are alerted. You can come in, watch, comment, ask us questions, whatever. You like those episodes, and again, throw some comments. If we're doing a mock draft like we did the other night, or if we're talking about our teams, you can tell us how you feel about our drafts, how you feel about our teams. Just throw it in there. It's an interactive show, and it's a lot of fun when we do have people, you know, in the comment section when we are going live. Check out toiletstotitles.com. We have articles coming out like every few days, a lot of good fantasy football stuff, a lot of NFL stuff, a lot of gambling stuff. So I truly suggest you go check out toiletstotitles.com. And then finally, Patreon.com/ToiletsToTitles. Tier one, $3 per month. I think this is a home run for anybody who's new to fantasy football or, you know, isn't maybe like a major big time, you know, they're kind of just getting their feet wet here. Or even if you are a guy who's, you know, major or a girl who's major into fantasy football, but wants some, you know, differing opinions, $3 a month, it gets you into our Discord group chat with the other Patreon members and with us. There's 13 of us right now, and we're always open 24/7. Okay, we got people all over the globe, so somebody's always available in that chat. If you got a trade offer that you need questioning, like, hey, should I do this? Should I cut this guy? Should I pick this guy up? Whatever, $3 a month, you get in there. You're communicating with us. We'll help you out. Tier two is $5 a month to get you early access to the waiver wire episode. Well, we don't even know if it's going to be early access. It might be. I think we're doing like just strictly this waiver wire episode that's going to be released Monday nights by Justin. All right. It's going to go directly to Patreon. So if you want to get a step up of it on anybody in your league to know, hey, who, there's going to be obvious guys weekly that you should pick up, right? That's going to be, you know, everyone's going to be fighting over the same guys. But if you want those deep dives into those guys that are help you win your league, tier two, $5 a month is going to get you access to that waiver wire episode, and it's going to get you into the group chat, and it's going to get you an entry into our Frankenstein League next year. And then finally, tier three, which is $10 per month, gets you all the stuff I listed earlier. Also gets you one-on-one roster analysis from anybody in the Toilets to Titles team, and it gets you free entry into Frankenstein next year. Justin, you want to let everybody know a little bit about the waiver wire episodes that you're going to be doing this season, how you're going to get them out there, how we're putting them together, and you know what kind of content is going to be on those episodes.
Yeah, sure. Actually, before I even do that, let me pull this up real quick to give you a great example. If you look at my background here, I know you can't really see. I can't remember who that. Oh yeah, that top player right there. You can't see it because we have our live ticker going there. But that top player is J.K. Dobbins. This is a league that I drafted a redraft in about 3 weeks ago. And if you look at my roster, that's my bench right now. Waivers run on Wednesday of this week for the first time this offseason. So I am going to really be looking forward to this waiver. If you look at that list, I drafted
J.K. Tell them, some people aren't watching. Some people are listening. So yeah, tell
us. I'm reading it right now. I drafted J.K. Dobbins, Travis Etienne, Michael Thomas, who I knew was going to be out, Will Fuller, who I knew was going to be out week one, Javian Hawkins, I thought was going to come out of nowhere and take over for Atlanta, or at least have a big role in Atlanta, and he got cut. Evan Ingram is now shaken up last night, along with Darius Slayton. Carson Wentz should be ready to go week one, but we'll talk about that in a moment. And Justin Jefferson, and then it actually gets even worse. I also had TJ Hockenson, and I drafted Saquon Barkley. So if you had a draft like mine, you're going to want to listen to this waiver episode.
That's a lot of red.
Yeah. I only have four players on my roster right now that I know are going to play for week one: Baker Mayfield, James Robinson, Cooper Kupp, and Gabriel Davis, and then the Redskins are my team defense. So I'm going to be doing some work. I've already been doing a lot of work looking into those waivers. So the way the waivers are going to work, I'm going to drop these on Monday night for our Patreon followers only, our Patreon supporters. So that's why it's very important down there at the bottom that that Patreon there, you've subscribed to the Patreon. And you'll get all the info first. Then we're going to drop it, I believe, Tuesday night for everyone else. But we're not going to do that for every waiver wire episode because we got to tease it. We want you guys to join the Patreon to help us out. So we're going to do that for some of the waiver episodes, not all of them. But if you're a Patreon, you will see every single week's waiver wire episode, and you'll see it early. You'll see it actually Monday night, after the Monday night football games. So I'll be struggling in class teaching the kids on Tuesday mornings, but they're just going to have to get a Tuesday morning study hall until my coffee kicks in. So
that's it. Well, just, you know what? We just got to get you stronger coffee, and maybe if we get some Patreon dollars, we'll put it towards some really strong coffee. So it's a win-win. Join the Patreon. We'll get Justin some more strong coffee, and we'll get you those waiver wire episodes. Win, that's what we do here. Gabriel Davis, I love hearing the name, man. I love hearing the name. I'm driving that train, and I'm very excited. I know there's a lot of mouths to feed in Buffalo, man. A lot of mouths to feed, but all it takes, and I don't want to be that guy. I'm not wishing an injury on anybody.
I mean, he is on our list if you want to segue right into that now.
So I'm just saying, I will segue into that, but I was going to say, if Stephon Diggs, anything happens to Stephon Diggs, like anything, like even if he's just out for a few weeks with a hamstring, which has happened before, Gabriel Davis, like he's a buy now, like he's a player. He's your, if you can play him, I think weekly at wide receiver three or flex. But if anything happened to Diggs, he's like through the roof. Let me see where he is. Where is he on this list, Justin? Oh, Gabe Davis season. That's the news. All right, Gabriel Davis. All right, I think this weekend against the Packers. So Nate saw him a little bit. I want to say he had four receptions for about 76 yards and a touchdown. Let me confirm. But Nate, did you watch that game?
Not much of it. I don't know. I was obviously working on my house Saturday, and so I got a little bit of it. I watched, I don't know, a few minutes of like the second quarter, but I wasn't really paying too much attention to it. I was kind of said I should have, but no, it's preseason.
All right. Well, it was five receptions for 75 yards. All right. And a touchdown. And Cole Beasley, not for nothing, at 4 for 52. So Cole is another guy. This offense is going to feed the hungry this season. If you need a flex play, you're going to have a bunch of guys that you could just throw in there. And then if you need a few studs, Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs are there. But Gabriel Davis, five receptions, 75 yards, and a touchdown. So, Justin, what are your thoughts on Gabriel Davis after that performance?
I love Gabriel Davis. I loved him even before that performance, and he's actually on my waiver list as a little teaser here. He's only owned in about 8.6% of redraft leagues right now. So he's not being drafted in redraft anywhere. So you can get him for free, and I don't believe you have to wait for Diggs to get hurt or miss any time at all. I feel like he's going to come right out the gate and be a solid component to this. And a lot of it has to do with what we're going to be talking about here in a little while about Cole Beasley. And I think it's going to really open up some opportunity for Gabriel Davis. And what little opportunity he got last year, he was successful. He was fast. He's just a stud player. So I look for him to make a huge leap this year.
All right, let's go right into the Cole Beasley stuff. I'm seeing this on the news. So, as in the news, as in our news, that the whole team assembles. We assemble this news weekly. We all kind of have access to a doc, and we throw in bits of news there. So some of this stuff is new to me. So Beasley is being Beasley, and he's not being easy, all right? Cole Beasley, I guess, is this happened after the game? He's in COVID protocol and refusing to wear a mask? Like, and it may lead to further discipline because he just played. So is this something that just happened?
Yeah, well, I mean, so it's not – oh, go ahead, Nate.
I think, like, since what I thought had happened was he got exposed to somebody that possibly, like, on the training staff that they might have had COVID or something. So he had to sit out, and since he's not vaccinated, he has to be out longer, like 5 days or something. So I was kind of – I didn't really understand that he was playing. I don't give a shit, dude. I just want to watch football. So,
yeah.
Like, that's cool that you want to be on your soapbox and you don't want to – you know, you'd rather – not have a job then get a shot. That's cool, dude. That's your choice. I don't care, but I'm tired of hearing about it every day. Like, it is what it is. Like, you're a great slot receiver, but let's just play football. I'm
not a politician. Also, but that goes to the NFL too. Like, Cole Beasley,
yeah.
If you were somebody who's a bench player, they're not going to put up with that. It's the corporate world. They are going to get rid of you. But the Bills could cut Cole Beasley today, and he will be signed tomorrow. I promise you. Cole Beasley is one of the best slot receivers in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
And winning
is – I didn't know.
They don't need him anymore, then they get rid of him, you know?
Yeah. But I kind of learned, like, I think the first defense for no mask is, like, $14,000-some. And then the next one, like, it's progressive discipline that keeps going. And I know at some point there is a week suspension, you know, that's, like, maybe tier two or three. And then four is a four-game suspension, like, no pay. Like,
for not wearing checks,
that's a lot of money. I don't – yeah, I mean that's just like for violating the protocol. Right. And not wearing a mask is violating their protocol. So right. I mean it gets expensive in a hurry. But yeah. I guess, you know.
And I mean I get in trouble at work if I don't wear my mask around the kids. So I mean
I'll get fired if I don't wear mine.
Exactly. I mean it is what it is. It's a business and I mean I could choose to try to go teach at another school that isn't being as strict about the mask protocol because we have plenty of those in Indiana, but this does still affect the Bills directly. Like, if we look past all the politics of it, this affects the Bills, and this is why we were talking about Gabe Davis, or this is why I was talking about Gabe Davis, and another reason why I was so big on Gabe Davis, and I have him in a lot of leagues everywhere through the offseason, because I knew that Beasley was going to do this stuff. He straight up told us all summer long he wasn't going to get vaccinated, he wasn't going to wear a mask. He's going to get cut if he continues to be stubborn about this. I don't care how good you are. What good is having a player if he's going to get suspended for four games on the third?
I think they'll find a way. To get him to wear
the mask. The NFL has said that if they don't wear a mask on the sidelines, they're going to get in trouble. They're going to get fined. They're going to get suspended. They have to wear a mask. And he has said, "I'm not wearing a mask."
It's the preseason. I think he'll wear a mask. I do. I don't think he's going to get vaccinated, but I think he'll wear a mask.
So I don't know if this is some stuff I heard on different podcasts or whatever. Like, that if you were like, let's say it comes, it's the day of the game and something happens, whatever, quarterback's out or whatever. If a team has to forfeit, I heard that, like, if you're the forfeiting team, you know, you're not getting paid. Yeah, and our team's not getting paid, and you have to reimburse like the other team for the lost revenue.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's what I'd heard like a month ago. And so I need to like do some more research. But like, I mean, so if you're the guy that is, and I'm not saying it's his fault because that's not how this thing works. But like, if it's coming down to like four or five guys and it's like, man, you know, because you know how the NFL would be like, well, if your team was 100% vaccinated, we're probably not going to be this harsh on you because, you know, at least you're trying to follow what we said. But like I said, whether that's true or not, I need to read into it more. But that's what I had heard over a month ago, that like if your team was a reason for a forfeit, you are paying the other team's game checks. You are paying the team the lost revenue from not having a game. But
it's a crazy world we live in, and the world got a little bit crazier this week when J.K. Dobbins got hurt, went down sadly, very sadly, with a knee injury. And I don't know if the MRI results came back, but going into it, they were thinking it was a season-ending injury. So Dobbins is out for – it is. It's over. He's done. Season's done. So it's J.K. Dobbins is done. Gus the Bus is in. Justice Hill might be climbing up that hill. He might be ascending a bit. So what do you guys thoughts, Nate? I'll pass it down to you. You sound pretty fired up about Justice Hill. So what are your thoughts on Dobbins going down in that backfield situation?
Well, it stinks. I'm pumped about Dobbins. I only had him in one. I think I'm in a 2QB dynasty leagues. The only share I had of him actually, because I'd been drafting Javonte Williams a ton instead of Dobbins. But it's not fun. And I actually have Gus Edwards on the team. I think I'd already dropped all my Justice Hill shares, being an Oklahoma State Cowboy fan a little bit. So that stinks. But I'm excited for him to get an opportunity and see what can happen. I mean, they're still just going to run the ball anyways. And now Lamar maybe gets a few more carries and Gus Edwards gets a ton, so it'll be fun.
Bateman's hurt Bateman's hurt still too. Like, he should be coming back early in the season, but they're losing weapons left and right. And Lamar Jackson, he's a guy who's going very, very high in fantasy leagues, especially super flex leagues. And you know that offense is getting a little bit scary around him. I think Gus can get the job done, but I'm definitely a little bit worried about Lamar, especially out of the gate. Justin, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I'm not going too aggressive on Justice Hill, but since he is practically free just about anywhere right now, you should be able to not spend too much fab money to try to get him. I know I jumped the gun prematurely in the fictional league, and because I thought that it was first come, first serve. I thought it was open. My bad. I put him back. But I'm not going to put any fab on him in that league because my running back core is already solid, so I'm not going to get him there now. I just thought I could get him for free. But if you can't get him for free, you may as well stash him. Or if you're hurting at running back, or if you had J.K. Dobbins and you were going to rely on him and Gus Bus is gone, you're going to have to spend some money on him. But for the most part, I view this as this is going to be a typical typical Lamar Jackson offense where he can't really rely on the running backs a lot, yet they're still going to be leading the league in rushing because he's going to run the ball a lot. So up with the Lamar Jackson stock.
He's really going to need to be Superman this year. Like, he's, you know, I think he can. I think he's shown us he can. But, you know, for the Ravens to be successful, Lamar Jackson is going to have to carry them And if they make the playoffs, like if they go, you know, out of the first round of the playoffs, like it's going to have to be like an MVP performance from Lamar Jackson. So let's, you know, get your popcorn ready if you're Ravens fans, because he might be putting on the show this season. All right, let's keep it in the AFC. Another running back who went down, Travis Etienne with that foot injury. You know, during preseason, we saw him in the walking in the locker room with the boot on, and we thought it was something minor. I thought it was going to be like a weekly thing, like kind of like Carson Wentz and Quentin Nelson with that foot. And then boom, Etienne, IR, out, done. Donezo for the season. My initial thoughts, you know, whatever. You might not want to hear this, especially if you're a Jaguars fan. I thought that pick, and I've been saying this from the jump because it's easy to say this stuff when something bad happens, but I thought that pick was terrible. Not because Etienne's a terrible player. It was a luxury pick. You're the Jacksonville Jaguars. You cannot be making luxury picks. You took Trevor Lawrence in the first, and you were blessed with a second first-round pick. And you don't go ahead and get him an offensive lineman to protect him or get him something that, like, you go ahead and get a running back. When you had a running back last year who wasn't even drafted, who ran for over 1,000 yards, it just seemed to me like it was ridiculous. And I think that was the first boneheaded move Urban Meyer made, and I think it's going to come back and bite him in the butt big time. Like, it was a luxury pick, and you're not a luxury organization yet. It was very silly. No. And running backs, man, it's hard for running backs to stay alive in the NFL, and this guy goes down early. But you're going to be fine at running back because James Robinson is there. All right, he's not going to do all the things that Travis Etienne is going to do out of the backfield, but you know who is? Laviska Shenault.
Laviska Shenault.
And Ogunbowale. Don't forget that boy.
So Visca caught a ball like 10 yards up the left numbers, and he ran, broke like four tackles. He's pushing. He's basically your receiving running back who can also do wide receiver stuff. So you're going to be fine, but you still don't have that lineman who could be protecting Trevor Lawrence. So it's been cool because I've already seen James Robinson move up to the third round, and I think Justin took him in the third round. I took him in the fourth in a mock Saturday night. So if you've been watching the show, if you're playing in any redraft leagues coming up, make sure you go check out, I think it's episode 80 or episode 79. We did a redraft mock on air, so you can go check that out and use that as a tool for you. But Justin, what are your thoughts on ETN going down and James Robinson?
Yeah, you pretty much hit everything. I was just going to say, make sure you're gobbling up Laviska right now. You can get him later than James Robinson. So, and wide receivers are thick later, so there is still a chance that he'll drop to you, because some people, especially in your home redraft leagues, these people may not be thinking about the idea that a wide receiver benefits from a running back going down. So it's a nice little cheat code to have in your back pocket. So that was my biggest point. And obviously, like I showed you guys at the top of the show, I have ETN in this main league of mine, and I'm going to have to make some trades and make some moves. And Laviska Shenault is one of the guys that are on my list of guys to try to get.
Yeah, man, I got my Laviska Shenault jerseys on the way. I posted a poll yesterday on Twitter. I ordered it finally, and I got my son I went a little bit out of the Cowboys realm. I don't have many. I got like an Ed Reed University of Miami jersey. I got a Ray Lewis Ravens jersey because the Ravens were like my AFC team, you know, growing up. Like, the Cowboys are my team, but when the Cowboys stunk for a while, when we had Quincy Carter and Chad Hutchinson, I was cheering for the Ravens because I like the way they play defense. But
Did Green win?
I went with the black one. I got the black. Laviska Shenault, man. So that is on the way. And then I got my son. He loves Troy Polamalu. So I got him a Troy Polamalu jersey that he can rock this year. So we're still Cowboys fans. But, you know, I'm trying to make him culture. You know, I'm trying to make him understand the position. Safety is a great position, too. So, all right. Let's move on here.
On the ETN thing, real quick. I am very, very nervous dynasty-wise for Travis Etienne. That Liz Frank injury is not something to take like hard. I mean, it is. I was actually listening to a Brady Quinn interview yesterday. He had it. He said you like have to learn how to walk in 6 months. I mean, it's very painful and not good. So I'm very scared because I love DTN. So hopefully it all goes okay. But
yeah,
scared. We'll see. Well, I have to look up that James Robinson contract situation. I don't know what, like, an undrafted free agent. I don't know how many years he's under contract with Jacksonville. I don't know if they're going to be bringing him back next year, if they're just going to let him go. So there might be pressure.
They probably let him go because that's a dumb thing to do.
Yeah, well, I would hope if they did let him go, that would be an indication that ETN is, you know, coming together well. Yeah, like, you can't let Robinson go if Etienne's struggling in his recovery from that foot injury. But all right, talking about struggling, the Denver Broncos might be struggling to throw the ball this year because they are starting Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, that's mean.
Teddy two gloves. I don't know how long that's going to last. Yeah. So Teddy Bridgewater, I thought Locke, you know, Locke looked decent, you know, in some of it. That pass he made to KJ Hamler, maybe I didn't watch all of his reps and maybe he didn't look that all that great, but I thought Locke was like in the driver's seat to win that job. And then boom, there goes Teddy Bridgewater getting the job. He went 6 for 11, 62 yards and a touchdown against Los Angeles. And they beat them. They beat the Rams. The Broncos are 3-0. They're up there with the Ravens, winning all these preseason games, man. Locke went 5 for 7, 67 yards and a touchdown. What are you guys' thoughts? Nate, I'll pass it down to you. I think you're a Teddy fan. So what are your thoughts? Is he going to lead the Broncos to the playoffs or what?
I mean, to be honest, probably anybody that can throw the ball could lead the Broncos to the playoffs. I mean, that team is phenomenal besides the quarterback. At least Drew Locke's got a big arm and can throw it all over the place. Granted, he doesn't take care of the ball very well, which I think is the big issue with him. And I, you know, Teddy Two Gloves kind of stunk in Carolina last year, pretty pedestrian. I mean, not a lot of touchdowns, so it kind of makes me nervous for my Sutton shares and a little bit of Judy here and there. So I don't know. Hopefully Drew Locke gets a chance, I guess, but I don't know if it's going to happen.
Justin? Yeah, I mean, both of these guys aren't aggressively talented, but I think Teddy is the safe bet. He's the one that, in my mind, can game manage a little better. And when you have a talented team around the quarterback spot, that's what you need, a guy that's not going to turn the ball over and just do enough to get down the field and hopefully get some points. But at the same time, Locke is the one that's more exciting to watch. He did start to really get fired up towards the end of the season last year, and he seemed like he, like John said, started to come into his groove. I don't think either one of these really matter because come week six, before the trade deadline, they're going to pull in Aaron Rodgers and move on to win the Super Bowl.
All right, so all biases aside, all fandom aside, all hate aside, we could have been blessed with, as fans of the NFL, with Aaron Rodgers going to that team, just because imagine what it would have been like in that, you know, to see Herbert, Mahomes, Rodgers duel it out up there. Like, that would have been super exciting.
Carr,
yeah. So now we have
Patty Mahomes would have been crying in his Cheerios if he had a real quarterback in the division.
And Herbert,
I take that back. Think, Herbert is a man. He's got Herbert. But
I think the Chargers might give the Chiefs a run for money this year. I would not be surprised if the Chargers win the division. I wouldn't.
No. We'll talk about that this week.
Show Wednesday. Let's do it. You're going to talk? All right. I can't wait to hear it. On Dollars to Deuces?
Wednesday night.
All right. 9:30 Central. Night, Dollars to Deuces. Check it out. All right. That's our gambling show hosted by Nate and Rich. So everybody, and you guys go live at what time?
9:30 Central time.
9:30 Central time.
Late night Wednesday. All right.
So get that. So start hiding your dollars under your pillowcase so your wife doesn't know or your husband doesn't know so that you can take them out. Put them in your separate bank account and start making those wagers because we're gonna turn you up. All right, we're gonna turn you into a millionaire this season. But yeah, so we have the haves and the have-nots in that division. You got Herbert and Mahomes, and then you got Carr and Teddy Bridgewater. So it's at least it's fair now. At least the Raiders aren't alone in their misery. All right, and Andrew, nice to see Nate come in to carry the show. Yes, we've been begging him, but he says we don't pay him. So he's he can't quit his day job yet. So, and we don't pay Campy enough, but he's doing a lot of the graphic designing he's been doing is phenomenal, and we are very blessed to have him. All right, let's move on to another quarterback getting a start, and that is Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston tears it up, and Marquez Callaway too. Man, holy cow, they went off together. So it's Callaway season with Jameis Winston there. So you better be buying Marquez Callaway. And Jameis Winston starting. So, Justin, what are your thoughts on the Saints and their new starting quarterback?
I'm glad they finally made a decision because I had several leagues where I had him and Hill. So I need some roster space. I like it for fantasy purposes. I'm not sold that he's necessarily the best guy for winning football there. But, I mean, obviously Sean Payton knows more about football than I do. So I will I will respect the fact that they probably made the best decision here. But personally, I just looking at the numbers, every time that Taysom was in there and Jameis was on the bench, they scored more points on offense than they did when Jameis was in there and Taysom was on the bench. So I still have a strong feeling that there's going to be a whole lot of between the 20s with Jameis Winston. And then in that red zone, you're going to see a whole lot of either both of them on the field or Taysom will be the quarterback because he does open up so many different options on the offense. So owning Jameis Winston can be a great thing because of how much he likes to sling the ball down the field, but it could also kind of bite you when Hill comes in to snipe those quarterback points in the red zone. So I would still hold caution with Winston, and I wouldn't rely on it much more than a QB2 out of him. But I'm just glad they finally announced a decision that we all kind of knew was coming all along to begin with.
Yeah, that's very big of Sean Payton to not like – be a jerk and just try to be like deceptive about who he's going to be starting each week, because that's, I wouldn't put that past Sean Payton. Right. You have any thoughts on Jameis Winston and the Saints?
I'm excited, pumped for Winston. You know, like I said, I like my quarterback to throw the football. Taysom can't do that. So that's kind of important for the game. I don't know. You know, you guys are pretty big football guys, so you've probably seen that the quarterback should be able to throw the ball. And the Saints are going to have a top five pick in the draft next year because they are not going to be very good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Nate's on board. Yeah. I put that in the one of the Shep Stradamus articles. Definitely. I said that as well. I think the Saints are, you know, top five. And I think the Falcons are going to pick top 10. I think that division, I think both of those teams are going to stink. Like that Falcons got no defense. Saints, you know, but, you know, we'll see. We will see. All right. Let's move it on. Gardner Minshew gets traded to the Eagles for a sixth round pick. So, man, a lot of people, you know, obviously it's Jalen Hurts right now, and it'll probably be Jalen Hurts for most of the season. But, you know, I heard people say Dallas should have, you know, how did Dallas let Philly get him when Dallas clearly needs a backup quarterback? And in my mind, I'm thinking Jerry or Steven is thinking when you have two quarterbacks like that, you got a quarterback problem. You don't, and that's not a quarterback solution. And I think letting him go to Philadelphia, you know, as soon as Jalen Hurts has a bad game, you know, those Eagles fans are going to be screaming for Gardner Minshew. And I think that's addition by subtraction, allowing him to go there. Like, he's not a threat to Dak at all. But if he goes to Philly and the Philly fans don't like Hurts, it's going to cause issues. And I think that helps them. That's like espionage, I think, or whatever. All right. So Justin, what are your thoughts? Nate, I'll pass it down to you first. What are your thoughts on Minshew going to Philly?
I thought Watson was going to go there. But anyways, that's later down the road. Good for Minshew to get somewhere. He might get a play. I don't think the Eagles are sold on Hurts, which is weird. I think he's proven himself, looked pretty good. And DiNucci will be fine down in Dallas. Don't worry. You don't need the denim Canadian tuxedo from Minshew.
If DiNucci's in, I mean, like,
no, he's the backup. He's the backup.
Down, if Dak goes down, you know, we're done. Like, and that's the way it is. Like,
that's,
you know,
DiNucci, he's fine.
If Dak goes down and you have Minshew as your backup, you're still done. So it doesn't matter.
Right. Like hey, when your quarterback goes down, you don't, like, even if you make the playoffs, say you have a good backup and your team is good. Like the Nick Foles thing, that doesn't happen. Like that's like, you know, a miracle. Like your backup doesn't go in unless he's the guy who's being groomed to take over the job. Like your backup comes in and you start looking at next year.
Right.
There's a reason he's a backup.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's just not that good at winning football games. And that's why I actually hate this move for Philadelphia. Just like you said, John, if the Philadelphia fans start rising up yelling for Minshew, they're going to be stuck in a bad decision here. And I believe Flacco is still there as a backup as well. So, and I know Flacco is an old has-been, but they've given, as of right now, they've given Flacco that backup position. We'll see what happens. They might cut him now, but so let's say they throw in Minshew, they're probably going to be worse for the wear, and they've already given up on a guy that could potentially have been a franchise guy later on down the road. So they're putting them in a bad spot. They're putting their own selves in a bad spot.
Yep, putting
that front office is terrible. Bad move.
Philly has a good way of putting themselves in a bad spot. that's kind of what they do. All right. Keeping it on quarterbacks, Ryan Tannehill is on the COVID list, and I think it's been a little bit longer than they were expecting. Sounds like he's had a few issues, and he didn't play this week. I'm sure he'll be fine for week one, but it's definitely prolonged. You know, it was longer than they expected when they initially put him on the COVID list. So he's definitely missed some practices. He's missed some time with Julio Jones getting acclimated. When you have a guy like Julio Jones, I don't know if you necessarily need a lot of time with him. A dude gets open. You know, he's not Julio Jones, young Julio Jones, but he's also not wide receiver one Julio Jones. He doesn't have to be. He's your second option next to A.J. Brown. So I think they are going to be fine. Tannehill should be fine, but hopefully everything with him is fine. He's healthy, his family's healthy, and he can come back soon. Any of you guys have any thoughts on Ryan Tannehill and the Tennessee Titans offense? No. Okay, let's keep it moving. So after that, let's move on to Sony Michel. I think that's – every time I read his last name, I think of Dodgeball, the movie Dodgeball, with Ben Stiller. And on his team, he has a lady named Michelle, or I don't know if it's a lady or a man. And it's like this Russian person. And every time I read Sony Michael or Sony Michelle, I read it like that. So first off, before we discuss Sony Michelle to the Rams, does anybody have any, you know, any way that they know how to pronunciate his name? Am I, how do we pronunciate his last name?
I've always said Michelle.
Michelle. Okay. So we're all right. So it's Michelle.
I could be wrong, but that's how I've always said it.
So I can, no, I can still it. Pronounce it Michelle.
You can pronounce it.
Yeah, you do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Right. But at least that's closer than Michael. If it was Sony Michael, then I can't say Michelle because it's not close at all. But if it's Michelle, I can pronounce Michelle because it's close. Fair. Okay. All right. How do we feel? I don't think he's a threat at all to Darrell Henderson. I wouldn't be surprised if this dude doesn't see, like, he sees less than 25% of running back snaps this year. Like, he's that's about his cap. 25% of the rushing, or rather the snaps, just being on the field. I think he comes in there, you know, if maybe he stays healthy. He was a first round pick, but that was also a luxury pick. I don't think the Patriots needed to get a guy like that, but they had a bunch of picks and they could afford to because they were the Patriots, but maybe they'd be in a better situation if they didn't. He went before Nick Chubb, which I know Nate might touch on, which is also pretty ridiculous, but you know, I don't think he really does anything for fantasy football owners. Guys?
Yeah, no, I don't. Sony is just there to be a backup, a change of pace guy, and Henderson's going to continue to get the workload. But I think what this move does is it says more to me about one of my deeper waiver wire pickups that I have on the list for tomorrow night's show. Tonight's show. This is Monday morning. Tonight's show. When I go over the waiver wire for the offseason, Ramondre Stevenson. I feel strongly that the Patriots believe they have something in this guy, and I think they do as well. So if you're like me with that roster I have up there behind me, he's definitely a guy that you want to go after. And I know like four or five guys from that league listen to this show, so I probably just cost myself an extra $20 in fab bucks. But Ramondre Stevenson is going to be a force for the Patriots.
Yeah, and who just picked him up in the Toilets the Titles league on Sleeper?
I'm not sure.
This guy.
Was that you?
That's me. I picked him up yesterday. He was available. I cut, I think, Xavier Jones, the other running back with the Rams. So I cut one backup for another backup. All right. So there goes Sony Michel. How about Irv Smith? Irv Smith, who was a lot of people, you know, there was a little buzz about Irv Smith. People were excited about him. There was a bunch of film from him at camp this year with a lot of red zone touches. And there was definitely a chance for this cat to take off. But he has a meniscus injury. He's getting surgery to repair. Timetable is unknown, but he will definitely miss the start of the season. So I think that affects, you know, clearly his fantasy outlook for the year. I don't know necessarily how much it affects Kirk Cousins. I think it's an uptick to Adam Thielen for sure. You know, I think Justin Jefferson is clearly the one, but we should see the running backs getting some more touches in the red zone. And I think we could see Adam Thielen, who is a red zone monster, you know, be looked at a lot more. Nate, do you have any thoughts on Irv Smith going down there in Minnesota?
That's kind of a bummer. Like I said, hopefully he's back pretty quick. I had a few shares of him. Looking forward to him after Rudolph left. You know, he's a stud at Alabama. Hopefully he comes back healthy and, you know, can help produce in that offense. So,
Justin.
Yeah, I'm a late round tight end guy in most leagues, depending on the format, but in most leagues I am. And this guy and Adam Trautman are two guys that I was targeting heavily in a lot of leagues, and now they're both starting off the season banged up. It looks like Trautman's probably going to play week one, but yeah, it's quite disappointing because I have high hopes for Irv Smith.
Yeah, so that is definitely, and I think Evan Engram, the Giants played last night. This isn't the you know, this is breaking news in a sense. So I think Evan Engram went out last night with a calf injury. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of disappointing. A lot of people would say that's what they expected, but there are some people who are hoping he could put a full season together and be healthy so we could see what he's actually capable of. But he left the game, and then he was ruled out for the rest of the game with a calf injury. He was limping to the locker room. So hopefully Evan Engram, he's all right, and he could play 17 games this year, and we can actually see, is this guy – decent, or is this guy just stink? We will find that out if he plays this year. Go ahead, Justin.
So I'm gonna have to cut out here and take my son to school. So we'll go ahead and jump right into our kicker news, because I know I'm the only one that cares about kickers. Joey Sly of the Panthers was released after losing the starting spot to Ryan Santoso, I believe. But remember with Sly, his issue is accuracy, because he scored a lot of big fantasy points for a lot of people last year, but it's because he kept hitting all those 50 yarders. Like, the dude's got a leg, he can kick it deep, so keep the name in mind, but I wouldn't go out and target him as soon as he gets a spot just because of the name alone, because his accuracy is pretty bad. So, and I'm all gonna take off, fellas. I appreciate you. Have a great day.
See, Justin, I got to go to work too, man. So,
all right, fellas, I'll wrap this thing up by talking about Cam Newton. Cam Newton, he was out for 5 days with COVID, and there was a misunderstanding about tests conducted away from NFL facilities. And as required by the NFL and the NFLPA, Cam was subject to a 5-day entry cadence process before returning. So it sounded like he did everything he was supposed to do when he was away from the organization. But then when he came back, there was a few issues with what he did or how he did it or where he was. And they made him have an extended time away from the facility. He was back, all right, and he did play in preseason. So but now I think Mac Jones got more reps that Cam was going to get. And I think Bill may have fell more in love with Mac Jones. So I think if the needle was in the middle, or if it was even leaning towards Cam as starting, I think it's closer to Mac. And I think there's a great opportunity Mac starts early this season. He went 10 for 14 for 156 yards and a touchdown against the Giants. The Giants stink. Okay, it is preseason, but that pretty stellar performance. So, all right, well, that does it for the weekly news roundtable discussion that we've been doing again since the start of preseason and training camp, because there's a lot of stuff going on and we are trying to get you caught up so you don't have to be scrolling through that Twitter feed or Google searching, you know, NFL news. We have you covered. Not only do we have you covered with the news, we have you covered with our opinions on it. We got different opinions. If you're listening to the show, we would appreciate it if you go to our YouTube channel, hit the like button on this episode, any episodes. If you want to go back and like, that is greatly appreciated. Subscribe to the show. Throw us some comments. Again, check out toiletstotitles.com. It's a great website. Campy, who's in this chat, you know, this huge, man. He is a monster. He's an IT wizard, and he threw this thing together in very quick time. And we got a lot of guys on the team working on articles, you know, every day. So we're coming out with a few. You know, every other day we're coming out with something. So keep your eyes open on that. And check out our Patreon account, right? Patreon.com/toiletstotitles. Get into our group chat. It's $3 a month. It's on Discord. It's a huge fantasy resource for you. You can ask us anything, and we're there 24/7. We are always open. We are helping you out. Tier 2, $5 a month gets you access to that waiver wire episode that Justin's going to be doing and get you into that group chat. So that's bonus. So this is like the car wash. When you go to the car wash and it's like, oh, you know, do you want to just get the basic clean, the blah, 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 get this, get that, the other thing, man. We got you. Well, fantasy washed, man. You are washed, all right? And then the Tier 3, the $10 per month gets you all that and roster analysis. So all you guys doing your redraft league drafts right now, you could just, your Tier 3, you got that $10 per month. Hey, here's my roster. I want so-and-so. I want Justin. Break down my roster. One-on-one, we'll talk to you about all your players, any moves you think you should make, what your starting lineup should be. this week. All that for $10 a month. That's it. That is it. Football is 11 days away. All right. It is redraft season. Go back and check out. It was either episode 80 or 79 where we did our redraft mock. Hopefully that'll help you out. I'd like to wish you all good luck in those drafts. I hope you have a great season. Hope all your players stay healthy. And let's have fun this year, man. All right. Take care.